Resin Podcast. Hello and welcome.
What's up?
We are the present, and this is episode
3.
Number 3. This is one of my favorite.
A belter.
It's a belter, yeah.
An absolute belter.
The one of the best ones I think we've done. I've said this twice now, but this is, they're getting better. Yeah. So this is on morning routines, how to maximize, make it better for the greater good, you know, change your morning routine and
change
it will change your life.
As well, yeah.
Exactly, outlook.
It starts with touching on gratefulness and a few points to set your intention for the day.
We're not going to give all the good points away. Listen to it, and share. Get in touch with us via the present Facebook or the website or email or Twitter. We have it all. Let us know your thoughts. And we want your questions as well. Check out our last post.
Cool. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Out. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the present podcast. Number 3.
Number three.
Irish accents coming out nice there.
Yeah.
We've had some... actually, I didn't tell you we had some... followers enjoying your accent, Adam, so shout out to those lads and lasses that enjoy that.
thank you.
Let's begin.
We're currently sitting in a park. We needed to get this recorded. We were like pissing around all day. We're playing golf and Connor's going on a trip to the East Coast, so we need to get this shit done.
Content is king. Today we talk about drumroll. Morning routines.
Yeah. Morning routines, the importance of them.
How to maximize and leverage and do not make yours better. You know,
exactly.
Some people out there probably have ideal ones. Yeah. We've got some good points worth mentioning that may help your routine become better.
Exactly.
So let's recap. Let's do a very short recap and then we can delve in.
So I guess... one cool thing that I kind of picked up on today was at the golf club again. So we have now, I think, put into practice your last relatable kind of principle.
Yes.
So we were talking, what was it you were talking to, was it Rich, the caddy man or the tee man?
The starter, the guy that starts us off, tees us off.
Yeah, so you know he led us on the course because, you know, Connor found this, you know, common ground, I guess.
Yeah.
And we've kind of established this good relationship with them. And so the point I'm trying to make now is the person that we pay for.
Yeah, we go through the booking.
The bookings. We've actually created this relationship as well.
Yeah.
With this guy. So instead of paying, what is it,
75 bucks for two of us.
We come so often and, you know, we chat to him all the time.
Yeah. We have a good conversation.
Yeah, exactly. And now he's like, he's giving us half price now on our golf lessons.
Half price.
We actually like play a lot more now because of that simple thing that, you know, we've started.
It's a testimony, isn't it? You know, that's our testimony. We've, you know, we're not sitting here chatting shit.
Yeah.
We're, you know, we go out and we try these principles for ourselves and they work. You know, some don't, some do.
Exactly.
And if you can increase your efficiency by 10%, that's a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
So we want to hear your examples.
Yeah.
You know, what are you doing that you've had a change?
Yeah. Don't just sit there. Don't just listen. Implement. Yeah. Implement is key.
And engage with us. I think we want engagement.
Yeah,
you know,
I want to hear what you've done. We're telling you, we're not lying. This is working.
Yeah. Awesome. Let's talk about waking up.
Next.
Let's talk about our morning routines.
Let's do it.
Where do we begin? I'd say we begin with wake up. Would you agree?
Wake up, yeah.
Cool. So, one of the biggest things I think I have learned recently is obviously, like everyone preaches, like wake up the same time every day.
Yeah.
Why? Because, you know, you need to be places. I think that's quite common knowledge to everyone. I think the biggest thing that I've just recently learned to implement more over the past year is going to sleep
at the same time, definitely 100%,
because that can be such a big variable.
you know, you can be out and about, you might not be tired, you know, you might be watching a movie and so on and so on. But I think what people fail to realize is that your day is preempted by
your sleep.
Your sleep, yeah, exactly. And you, you know, you change that. So if you want to skip your bedtime, essentially, you know, it's going to have knock-on effects, you
exactly,
know?
Exactly, definitely. So
I would recommend same sleep sleep time every day and same wake up time every day.
Yeah, you
know,
definitely.
And get that nailed down.
Yeah, and I think that comes back to if you know, if you're living in a college house or something like that, it comes back to, you know, the five closest people that you're staying with.
Yeah.
Because all our housemates, we're all working at the yacht club. You know, we're all going to bed at the same time. We're all getting up at the same time. So I think it actually helps, you know, when you see someone jump into bed, you're like, okay, you know, I'm going to feel like crap if I don't go to bed now because these guys, you know, they're getting an extra hour on me. So, you know, your environment counts, and the people that you, you know, surround yourself with in the house also really, really count.
Definitely. I know you've got a good topic point about alarms.
Alarms, yeah. Definitely, yeah. So I've never tried this experiment because at the moment I don't think I'd be able to do it. It's basically trying to wake up without an alarm.
Okay. At the same time every
day. Yeah, at the same time every day. However, it's happened a few times since I've been in America, because we have blinds, and then we have this other window that doesn't have blinds. So the one way it might be possible for you to do it is to actually try wake up with sunset light.
Yeah.
So there's been a few
and
times.
And the body clock as well.
Yeah, the body clock. Yeah, definitely. Just, you know, you get your 8 hours, and then as soon as you get your 8 hours, your body knows it's time to wake up. That coupled with
I think I've tried. I've tried a couple of times where you're like, okay, I want to wake up at 9:30.
Yeah.
You know, and then you don't set an alarm. You don't necessarily have a dead set.
Yeah, you don't have
meeting
to get up for work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, you don't have a must be at location for a certain time, but you know, you can try and wake up. And you know, I have woken up roughly around that time, you know, half an hour before,
exactly,
so on and so on.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of it does depend on your sleep cycles, and we'll come back to that a little bit later. Yeah,
definitely.
But yeah, I like that. That's
so
good.
Maybe it might be an experiment for you guys to take. You know, maybe you're on holiday, or you know, you just want to try it out at the weekends.
Yeah.
Turn your phone off. You know, have a glass of water before you go to bed, and then see if you can actually.
Yeah.
I think tell your body to wake up.
The biggest thing would be to stay a time in your head. Say, okay, I want to wake up. So then it's acknowledged within your body.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Cool.
How can we aid with our wake up? I think the biggest thing that I'm really bad in the mornings with is like that grogginess when you wake up. You know, like you wake up and like you're tired and sleepy still. Mm-hmm. What I found to be huge was drinking a glass of ice water. 500 mils of ice water. Right. It just changes your morning. Cause
before you go to sleep or just when you wake up?
No, when you wake up.
Just
so,
when you wake up, cool.
Yeah. And what it does is basically you become dehydrated when you sleep, you know, and your body's, you know, very dehydrated. Wake up. The ice water does two things, you know. It hydrates you, but I think it kind of shocks your system a little bit because it's so cold, and it helps kickstart your metabolism and so on and so on.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just, awesome.
And you've got another point as well with the ice cold water in the shower, isn't it?
Yes. I was saving that number one tip for later, but you've just given it away.
I've just given it away.
So for me, the ice cold water is also applied in the shower.
Yep.
So I found recently I've been using, you know, do your normal shower in the morning, you know, shampoo, blah, 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 you do all that. And then just before you leave the shower.
Yeah.
Turn off the hot tap
and
turn on the cold tap as much as you can.
I've actually been trying that as well, and it definitely, definitely helps.
It's huge. I think it's the biggest thing that I have that has totally changed my morning routine. And it's awful. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
it's terrible. It's the worst thing I have ever done, but it's also the best thing I've ever done. The adrenaline rush you have is just incredible. You know, terms of time scales, you know, you should be aiming for 30 seconds.
Yeah,
about 30 seconds, if not more, you know. I've been kind of hitting the 20-second mark when you just get to reach a point where like, I can't do anymore.
Yeah, I think I can do about 10 Mississippis,
and,
I think.
And Mississippi is key. You know, you're only like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah,
10 Mississippis, you know, start off small.
Yeah, set your intention, 5 Mississippis. What it does as well is when you do that, I find this, it definitely helps in Ireland. You know, when you just jumped into the shower, I spend about 20 minutes in the shower anyway. You know, you have it on roasting, and then you turn the shower off, and it takes you like 5 minutes to get out of the shower because it's so cold. You know, the air hits you, and it's just freezing. One way to actually help with that is to do this short kind of hack. Turn it on freezing for 10 seconds, and it will change your morning. Yeah. You will get out, and it will actually be warmer when you get out of the shower.
Yeah, it's kind of like an ice bath principle, doesn't it? And again, you get this adrenaline rush and you're just buzzing. You know, you're feeling ready. You're primed for what's your next, you know, point.
Exactly.
Coffee, I think that's quite a big thing for me.
Yeah.
You know, the water that I've had has kind of like cleared my mind in terms of grogginess.
Yeah.
But then coffee like sharpens the mind, I find. Yeah. You know, I'm sure everyone that listens has some form of caffeine intake, whether it's tea or coffee.
Yeah.
For me, coffee. If you're not using it already, get on it. Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Anything else?
So that's my point on wake up.
Cool.
Let's move on.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, what's the next part?
Gratefulness,
yeah. This is probably, if not the most important ritual you can do to set you up for your day, is feeling grateful. So, do you know what's the best way to feel grateful? How do you... Someone asks you, what do you mean, you know, when you feel grateful?
Yeah.
Are there any kind of... is it like a prayer, or is it, do you write down, or do you use an app? How do you feel grateful?
So, I don't know. You can experiment with it. So, yeah. Every day, preferably as close to the beginning of my day as possible.
Yeah.
I like to just take a moment to, first of all, be present. So I think, you know, in this day and age, there's just so much distractions.
Yeah,
and
I
like
totally
you're being pulled away by, like, you know, you wake up, you check your phone, and it's just awful. I hate that, you know.
Definitely. The worst thing you can do is just, you know, check your phone straight away.
Yeah, you're brought elsewhere. You know, you're brought to different countries where your friends are at. You're brought to different thoughts and feelings.
Uh-huh. You're reactive compared to proactive.
Yeah, exactly. So... the thing I've done recently is I've just, been present in the exact location I am.
Yeah.
So that might mean...
taking a few breaths, maybe.
Yeah, taking a few breaths. Literally just standing in the same spot.
Yeah.
And being like, I am in Chicago, in this park, right now.
Yeah, exactly. Where else would I rather be?
Yeah, and quite often I've been have the luxury to answer, like, there's nowhere else I'd rather be right now than here, you know? And I think, you know, if you're listening to this podcast right now, maybe just pause it for just 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And breathe, look around you, take in where you are.
Yeah.
No distractions, and be like, I am here right now, you know?
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing with that as well is to begin... by listening. Sometimes, you know, so like we're sitting at the park now and, you know, we can hear the planes. It's like that fleeting noise. You know, it might resemble, you know, some change or something like that. You can hear the wind. It's actually very relaxing. And then you can move into different sensations, like how does the wind feel on your skin? Mm. Things like that. How does the grass feel beneath you? When you start to, you know, kind of make it simple, it makes it easier for you to kind of let go of your anxieties, I guess.
I like that, because I think, like, I like the way you've related there through, you know, your surroundings. So you says, like, the grass, like, feeling the grass brings you to, like, the spot.
You know, when you're a kid,
on.
You know, like, you just run around on the grass and you have nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
You know?
And there's no thoughts in your mind.
No socks, you know? Nothing. When was the last time you actually, like, took your socks off and just ran around in a park? And just kicked the ball around, you know? Something like that.
Yeah. Being present in the moment.
Yeah.
So you're kind of grateful in this process. So how would that begin?
I actually, there's a few, you know, I've tried a few different ways. Number one is probably to use the app. It's called Stigma. So Stigma. It's an app where you basically have journal entries. So you can set reminders. So when you wake up, you could set it for the same time as your alarm. And basically it prompts you, and it's like, what are you grateful for at the moment? So mm-hmm. it gives you, it's like Twitter, it gives you like 150 characters max. So you keep it short. You can either put your intention there maybe, or you can just say, you know, what you're feeling grateful for.
Yeah.
And then it gives you another option to give you like a hashtag, and then you input your, say, emotion. Yeah. Happy, sad, tired,
I think that's quite whatever. Good for logging. You know, you're able to yeah. log and track, and you can look back and definitely. See what you, you know, what were you grateful for
at
this
different
time
times.
two weeks ago or something.
Yeah. And it might be a lot simpler, yeah. you know, say, it might get simpler and simpler. Yeah. You know, like
for I think yeah. For me, I can't see myself using an yeah. app because yeah. I'm just like I like to write shit down. Yeah. You know, I
so
like to
use a journal.
Yeah, not really, to be honest. Okay. I would when we talk about the kind of whole jot down journal.
Yeah.
We'll chat about that. But right, okay. for my gratefulness process, it's just essentially being like thinking, you know, using yeah. my mind, and then spending, you know, a short period of time yeah. thinking about that.
Cool. Yeah, I think I agree with that. Yeah.
Where it changed my day completely, like, what day was it? It was like, I think it was Friday morning.
Right.
And
yeah.
I was still a bit drunk. cycling
too many beers.
Cycling to work. And I'd run out of data on my phone. I had no data on my God. Phone. And I was cycling to work, and I had my earphones in, and I was like, looking at my Spotify, and I couldn't get any songs to load. But then I realized that some point in time I had downloaded like a playlist or something like that.
Yeah.
Found that playlist.
Nice.
I had an offline playlist.
Yeah.
And that, it sounds silly, but like mm-hmm. I was listening to music, and I was singing my absolute heart out of cycling work. People were looking at me like, what the hell is this guy doing?
Weaving to work.
But for that like brief 10 seconds, I was so grateful.
Yeah.
For the fact that I downloaded a playlist on my phone
to listen to when you're pissed
yeah.
on the way to work,
because it changed my day. You know, yeah. I was so happy because yeah. I was singing. You know, and like my whole emotions changed, as opposed to like just being a dry, hungover.
Yeah, just grumpy.
Bore. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I was able to sing and express, you know, like mm-hmm. a bit of happiness. So yeah, that changed my day.
Definitely. Yeah, that's cool. Like you say as well, yeah, start by being grateful. And then, yeah, just to touch on being grateful as well, this is a shout out to all the 36 Kilmurry housemates. 3 years ago, you know, so I lived with some exchange, American exchange students, and they actually came to visit me this week. They came from Texas, they came from Pennsylvania, they came from everywhere. Yeah, so one simple thing that I tried to incorporate into my day this morning was, you know, I woke up and we were just like, you know, telling jokes, whatever, just chatting about memories in Limerick and the university. And it's, you'll find when you start to feel grateful about things, you just find more and more things to be grateful about, I think. So, you know, we were just sitting in the hotel room and just laughing. And again, like you said, where else would I rather be?
Yeah.
And when the answer is just, I'd nowhere. Rather be nowhere else.
Exactly.
That's when you know you're on the right track.
Yeah.
So that's
awesome.
Cool.
That's yeah. cool. That's a good
changing gears.
Good angle. Let's change gears again. Shifting with the times, we
yeah.
shall move on to sleep. Let's talk about sleep. So
yeah.
I think everyone's morning routine is massively affected by the quality of their sleep.
Yeah.
It's
the common denominator, really, isn't it?
Exactly. So coming back to your quality of the sleep. So the way the sleep pattern works is you have 90-minute cycles,
yeah.
Anywhere you go through like REM and
yeah.
you know, your different stages of sleep. So I think people need to realize that your bedtime is like, you don't just choose a random bedtime. You
yeah.
know, I think you gotta look, if you want to wake up at 8 in the morning, then you have to choose, you know, the number of sleep cycles that you want. So
yeah.
so my sleep pattern would look for something like, I'd go to bed at 11, and
yeah.
then I'd at 8 a.m., I'd have completed 6 sleep cycles.
Right.
So then, and the problem is, if you break a sleep cycle, is that you essentially, you know, you're breaking, you know, you're waking up, your alarm's going off and so on like that, in a time where you could be in the heaviest sleep,
yeah,
the deepest sleep.
Yeah.
And that's when you feel the most groggiest.
Yeah, right.
So it's important for each listener to now to recognize a sleep cycle is 90 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just count back, so if you, I want to wake up at 8, then 90 minutes back is 6:30. That's one sleep cycle completed.
Yeah.
And just keep working your way back.
Until you get to the designated time.
Yeah, until you get to an approximate good bedtime, mm-hmm. you know, of 11 p.m. or, you know, it'd be 9:30 or later, 12:30, you know, it's up to you.
Definitely.
So recognize that. And I can guarantee it will help your sleep.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And are there certain things you do to prime for sleep?
Yeah, so I think clearing your mind is the biggest thing.
Okay.
You know,
just taking 10 minutes of meditation, maybe?
Yeah.
How do you...
Yeah, so there's a really good app, actually, called Take 10.
Right.
And, yeah, I think it's good to apply in the morning. I prefer to use it in the morning because it sets you up for the day.
Okay.
But if you have, like, a really shit, stressful day, the biggest thing is to, like, clear your mind. So
yeah.
I think a really good thing is, like, I can't remember someone... I think it was Tim Ferriss that said this. Like, he has, like, a jot down... It's just like a couple of pages, like a jot down journal thing that he literally just like writes the things that are pissing him off. He'll like write three things that right now are on his mind that is either annoying him or that needs to get done. And I think when you write something down, it frees your mind.
100%.
It frees the workload off your mind. So
it's crazy how something that simple can actually just stop you thinking about it.
Yeah, because you no longer have to remember it. I think when you have to remember something... There's that kind of cognitive stress, you know, definitely. Of having to remember it.
Yeah,
so,
agree.
Yeah, jot down what you need to do. I think, I can't remember where I learned this from, but it was like, if you have something really important to do tomorrow, jot it down on a post-it and leave it on the side of your bed. And I can guarantee you'll go to sleep so much faster, because if you don't, you'll be sitting in bed being like, right, I need to remember to do this tomorrow, and so on and so on. It just removes it, then clearing your mind a little bit with like Take 10 or some form of like meditation app is really good.
Yeah.
Cool. Getting to sleep, I think, for me, reading fiction. Puts me to sleep.
That's something I need to do more of. It's been recommended because you know I read a lot of self-help books, really, and it's all, you know, trying to do actionable steps, and it's like it's kind of heavy to process, isn't it?
I
definitely think fiction is, I need to get into fiction more.
I think Miss Hodnett, one of our English teachers at school, was like,
shout out
to Miss Hodnett. She was like, read a fiction book and it'll put you straight to sleep, you know. Okay, you know, you might stay awake if it's an absolute corker of a book, so I think like if it lean towards fiction as opposed to like books that can provoke good thoughts, because it happens to all of us. Like, we lie in bed thinking, tossing and turning, and we can never get to sleep. You know, whereas we can just change that little process to a more fiction orientated, where we're, you know, we're using creative imagination as opposed to like our, you know.
I feel you.
Yeah, cool. So that would be that. So these principles are the exact same when you travel. So like people trying to be like, I'm not gonna be able to do it because I'm traveling, my principles will change. They don't, you know. Your book comes with you.
Exactly.
You drink water wherever you go, you know. These are all the exact same principles. Stay away from phones and devices like the TV and so on. I think
Maybe like an hour before.
An hour,
that would be plenty. I mean, it's probably gonna be different for a lot of people, but reading books, you know, just substitute. I think it's really important, just the whole substitution process. Instead of trying to eliminate something completely, substitute it with something else, and it will make it a lot easier. So instead of saying, okay, instead of not using my phone, I'm going to read instead. That's a lot easier than doing nothing.
Yeah.
If you get me, if that makes sense.
I like that.
Cool.
That's good. And then... I have one more point I'm trying to remember.
I'll come
back to it.
Yeah, I have something on, you know, so your intention for the mornings.
Yes.
As well.
Okay, so we've spoke about the waking up process, how to best maximize your sleep quality, and so on like that. So now moving on to what you do essentially when you're waking up, you know, how are you going to make your day the best?
Yeah, definitely. So I think one of the best ways to set your intention is So I went to a Tony Robbins seminar. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of him. He's like the king of seminars. Anyway, so like three like simple steps you can do to like set up your intention for the day are: one, what are you going to focus on? So what are you going to give energy to this morning? So, you know, it could be for us, you know, we're trying to get better at golfing. Okay. So what are you going to focus on? I'm going to focus on improving my golf game. Mm-hmm. Step two. So what does that mean? So Connor was talking to me about how he wants to improve. You know, his dad plays golf a lot. And so what does it mean for him? It means that he gets to go back, play with his dad, and, you know, show how much he's improved.
Kick his ass.
And kick his ass, exactly.
I'm coming
for
you, Charles.
So Charlie, you know, he's coming for you. If you're listening, you should be listening. And then, okay, so that's like your why behind what you're focusing on, okay? And then step three, you could probably guess, what are you going to do about it? In our case, so we've set up some lessons, you know, you break it down into small tasks.
Hmm.
What can you do, what one thing can you do today, you know, to improve your golf game?
Yeah.
And today it was, you know, simply just picking up the phone, booking some golf and going and trying to implement what we learn at our lessons on the golf course.
And I think it can be applied in such a small scale as well. You can be like, I want to learn something new today. What do I want to learn about? You know, who cares? Learn about something random.
Yeah.
You know, go read an article and I can, or, you know, something small. It doesn't have to be something large goal.
Exactly.
You know, large goals aren't completed in one day.
Yeah,
you know, you don't wake up and complete a goal. Oh, you can, you know, those goals can be, but like, you know, the big juicy fish are the big ones that you just have to chip away at, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree.
You know,
it comes back to, you know, he was saying my swing, you know, he took one look at my swing and he's like, okay, I see the biggest problem. And then he gave me, you know, probably like 10 steps actually improve my swing. You try to implement them, and the more you play, the more natural the steps come to you, so you can start forgetting them as such. You know, they come kind of subconsciously to you. So yeah, that's our kind of three-step intention process. Again, with that, write it down. Write down your intention. Don't leave your goal unless you've taken one step towards achieving it. Okay.
Mm. Thought and mind.
Yeah.
I think, you know, having that thought firmly placed in your mind before you jump into your day of turmoil.
Exactly.
You know, have your period of gratefulness, and then have one thought, you know, of what you want to achieve.
Yeah.
You know, and then you have your actionable steps of how you can achieve it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can, and when it's placed and anchored in your mind, it can be so much more achievable.
Definitely. Cool.
I want to talk about breakfast real quick. So from Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Body, I actually learned a lot of good, you know, takeaway points about breakfast. So, I mean, breakfast is key. You know, eat like a king at breakfast and so on and so on.
Yep.
Those who skip it must stop. So, you know, you can't skip breakfast.
Yeah.
Why? It, you know, it kickstarts your metabolism. You know, it sets you up for the day. You know, it gives you fuel, gives you all that. There's probably people listening right now like, oh, I just don't have time to make breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, it's such bullshit.
Yeah, it is. I agree.
You know, like, for example, you can, what's stopping you from making a breakfast burrito at the evening before? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, the evening before, or the day before, or even a couple of days before. You know, cook some eggs, some bacon.
Yeah.
You know, some sausages, turkey sausage or something.
Yeah.
You know, wrap it all up in a wrap.
And it's ready to go.
And then, yeah, exactly. So you can eat it on the way to work. You can, you know, it's easy. You know, it's so easy.
And it saves you time in the morning then.
Time, exactly.
So, you know, you'd probably be able to sleep in more then, just because you've taken 20 minutes the night before to prepare it.
Exactly. Two sources of protein at breakfast. So, you know, whether it might be your eggs.
It's your main one, really, isn't it?
Eggs is your main source of protein at breakfast, for us. And then I like turkey sausages because it's, like, clean.
Cool, yeah. I've never actually tried them.
They're awesome. You know, I've replaced normal sausages by turkey because they're so much higher in protein.
Yeah, I get you.
And then you just do them in the George Foreman and they're really clean, you know?
Cool.
And then, again, like, I think in the book the stat was, like, I can't remember the exact percentage, but the two people, he did a case study, people that had a high protein breakfast and those who just either skipped or had a really low protein breakfast. You know, it's more like, it's like 80% of the high protein like lost like so much more body fat.
That as well.
Body fat than, you know, those that didn't.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of confusion is around, don't get me wrong, you know, having veg and stuff like that is good for losing weight, but nothing will help you lose weight more than incorporating a little bit more protein in the mornings. You know, don't focus as much on, I think, veg and stuff in the mornings. I think people get kind of caught up in that. I remember I was bloody having like a bunch of broccoli and scrambled eggs for like breakfast. I mean, it's good for you, but just focus on the protein a little bit more.
Well, I think protein, it just fills you up and it's low calorie, you know.
Exactly.
You know, and low fat and so on like that, you know, so that like, it doesn't have any negative effects.
Yeah.
So low protein, high protein breakfast will change your life, I can guarantee. So a couple of extra worthwhile mentions. You've got a really good one on audiobooks on the way to work. So.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so your NET time. So it's basically your no extra time slot. So we cycle to work probably 25 minutes every morning. You basically have two options. Okay, so you can, option number one, you probably have a few. Option number one, you can listen to music on your way to work. Okay, that's cool. Everybody loves their favorite playlist, whatever. Option number two, you can do nothing. You can just have no headphones, cycle to work, think about what you want to think of. That's fine. Option number three is to use up that time, like, resourcefully. So a really good way of doing that is listening to audiobooks. You know, because you don't have to sit there at the end of your day, take out half an hour and sit down and listen to your audiobook.
Yeah.
You can actually use it in such a way that you know, kill two birds with one stone, if you get me, if that makes sense. So it might be walking to the gym. All right, I'm just going to pop on this Audible book for like 10 minutes and then I'll build up over time. If it's going to work, whatever. Your commute time, I think, can be turned into such a useful time.
Yeah, use it for you know, efficiency. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
I love that no extra time principle. Like, so look at your day where you do something every day the same that you can't make any shorter in terms of time span, then find an activity or purpose that you can then put something in there, adopting that no extra time principle.
We've got a little dog.
A little dog friend. So yeah, we have spoken about some, I think, good...
He's trying to lick on his face now. Oh my God. He's probably smelt the food off you.
Go away.
Keep going.
So...
You can hear him flapping. That's I think his owner's waiting for him. Your owner's over there. Go on.
Okay, so we have spoken about some, well, quite a lot of different morning routine principles. You know, we want to hear your thoughts. You know, can you take just one of these things and implement it and let it change your life? Now, Adam, you must choose one to recommend from this entire list.
To give to my listeners?
To give to the listeners that, what, if you had to give them one.
One piece of information from this whole thing we've talked about.
Recommend.
Recommend.
Yeah. Which one would you recommend?
Let's have a look. For me, it is probably just the gratefulness, I think.
Gratefulness.
Taking,
awesome.
I mean, 3 minutes. You can put on a song that you like, maybe a song with no music. Plug in your headphones for 3 minutes and just think about maybe a couple of things you're grateful for that day or something else.
Cool. Mine is the cold shower. I am begging our listeners to try this out. You know, try it out for a couple of days. It will change your life.
Yeah, I think it's important that they don't just try it out once.
It's got to be done a couple of times.
I think the rule of five is good. You know, if you're going to try something, meditation, if you're going to try feeling grateful, do it for 5 days and see how you feel. You won't see a change as such after one day, maybe. Mm. But I think once you have that momentum, it just becomes a habit.
It's there.
Yeah.
Cool. So we want your questions. You know, we want to take this like last 10-minute slot in the podcast to answer some audience questions
from last week, maybe.
Yeah, from last week, or it doesn't have to be podcast specific. You know, if you have a burning question that you want answered, shoot us a message on the present
Twitter, or
Facebook, Instagram, email. Check out the-present.club.
Yeah.
All of our contact information is on there.
Yeah, sweet.
Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more.
Peace.